unless we get out of Iraq. I want to conclude by telling you a story. It's about the 2002 congressional elections. Our Democratic leaders in our meetings were telling us, and as chair of the Progressive Caucus in the last Congress, I sat in at every leadership meeting, our leaders were telling us, well, you know, we're going to go along with the president on the war. We're going to take the war off the table. This is the political talk. We were told we're going to take the war off the table, and then we'll challenge the president on the economic issues. This is the kind of self-deception which goes on inside leadership councils. I want you to be aware this is how we got into the fix in 2002. So I argued at the time, inside the caucus, because that's where we had these debates, that if you concede on the war, we'll never have a chance to talk about the rest of our agenda, that it'll be just swamped by talk of war. The administration knew full well that if they brought the resolution to the ballot, or not to the ballot, if they brought it to the Congress in October of 2002, they would be able to effectively usurp the national discussion about the state of our economy, about the millions of unemployed, about the 45 million people who didn't have health care. They would be health insurance. They would be able to knock out the discussion about the corruption of Enron, which they were involved in. They would be able to obviate a discussion about the failing manufacturing economy, and all of these things which should have been very powerful, viable economic issues. They knew that. That's why they scheduled the vote when they did. And for the first time in 40 years, the party out of power failed to gain seats in the House. Reversed a 40-year trend because this administration very stealthily and cunningly scheduled a war vote and created this climate of fear. I'm telling you that unless we as Democrats challenge what they're doing here, if we don't challenge them now about this occupation in Iraq, they will do it again. They will do it again. People will say, and when you say that, people say, oh, no, they won't do that again. Well, let me tell you, go into the last time the House was in session before this week, just in the middle of the Medicare bill debate. They passed a bill called the Syrian Accountability Act. And I want you to look at it, because in the Syrian Accountability Act, they use some formulaic words that have to do with saying that Syria had these weapons and saying that Syria represented a threat to America's national security. Now, I'm pointing this out to you because this is an administration that will do anything to hold on to power. They attacked Iraq, or they passed that vote on the eve of election in order to hold on to congressional power. And they will go to no ends, including the prosecution of a war against another country, if they think that's what they need to do to hold on to the White House. And that's why I say again, and I cannot stress strongly enough, that we must challenge them on this occupation. We cannot let the Democratic debate go by without this being a defining issue as to who we are. So I thank you for being here. Just wanted to give you a preview.